Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, Seed Royal. Well, we're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. part number 57, and we'll definitely got Romans 4:17 live and well, because bottom line is, we know that if Yahweh said, if you talk about it and bring it to existence and you get in order, it's going to happen, no doubt about it. So we definitely going to show you every move to make, because we have to get in order, because one day up the road, it will be Land School and Banquet Hall and 12 rooms and 12 teachers and 12 backups in the same room. I mean, two teachers, but you got to know every angle on what's going to be that can befall you. So we want to go over all that and start preparing for what Yahweh already got laid out. So we're going to go through all that as if that's the way he wants the lesson to go. We don't know. We're going to stroll down the international side and see you all in the room, and we'll go from there. We'll look on the international side and see how many international countries got a slot in, and they filled. So when you total all that up, that's 195 international countries. And guess what? That's a good thing. Yeah. And what's flashing out of New York? Flashing. 162547. 162547. So we're going to bring our elder in, and you take a man, and we'll look at these memos that's coming in. But one thing about it, see, right, we have to test those that's going to be potential teachers and all the six anointed camps, and we got to see what kind of spirit they will have after they be tested. And I know that I am a pretty good tester, you know, and one thing about it, you know, he has blessed this ministry and those that's allowed him in the ministry that can know exactly if you own something by looking down at the page of the book at the same time. So we're going to have to do some testing, see what you're working with. See if you got Yahweh on your mind or you just got a comeback on your mind. I don't understand that, but now we're going to show you every angle according to the lessons that's coming up. So Yahweh be with you all. We're going to find out elder. 195 international countries, 162547 is flashing. Let's find out elder and bring him in, and we'll get something going on. And like I said, again, just had a member of the class, Brother Makai, just brought another lovely little Israelite into this world. So, and Yahweh be Makai and Makai family, another little Israelite. So, and that's how we know the school is on its way, because we have to be prepared to give up ourselves, but in the same token, be able to help those that's coming behind us. So we got to focus in on understanding Yahweh's word, understanding your position in his word. Know why you created. Know why you got the name that you got. All this must be embedded in you, because when you jump off out there, you prepared to help others, because you clear on the trap and everything else and how to get in and get in where you fit in at. We'll take it all that. You might say it a little bit wrong, whatever, but one thing about it, we're going to put some book on you shortly on this national audience and see what we can get booked out. So, enough said on that. Let's find our elder, 195 international countries, 162547. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, "Elder, Mr. Tills, Yahweh bless you, that's Seed Ray."
And Yahweh bless you here as well as Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hello, Yahweh, Elder. Well, another episode. The deck is stacked. I see memos all over the place, 195 international countries, 162547 is flashing. So whatever you can bring to the table, take your time and bring it up. You're on the clock.
Elder,
Mr. Tills, come on.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And also, we'd like to give special welcome to Brother Makar for, I guess, bringing another righteous Israelite into the world under his teaching. And that's a good thing. And besides that, we have 162,547 new listeners that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And like you say, I always say that's a good thing, because we have too many people out there that are confused. And actually, they think they go in the right direction. Some people go all their lives in deception. I've mentioned this before. Deception, lies, and it becomes their normal way of life. They can't get up out of bed without lying about what they're getting ready to do. And when they go outside, the streets become their Yakwa. And expressions of what sounds good, that's their Bible. They can't tell you one scripture in the Bible, but they can tell you everything that sounds good. They can talk about that and even find it on YouTube. They come to me or you, pulling us in the wrong direction, trying to get us away from Yahweh's word. We as people don't have that much time, and this is one of the things they seriously forget. We're only one man or one woman. And we can only do 100% of what that one person can do. You know, the seer and myself have said, some people having mood swings, certain verses in the Bible, they don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear my favorite verse, but they can't never remember anything what they should say. Having angered expressions for righteous conversation. Sometimes you can even look in their face and see a curse. I've showed somebody on my cell phone one time. A person looked like they had a curse in their face. I took a picture of it. I couldn't believe it. 30 minutes later, they looked completely different, like they was possessed. Not realizing they're living on Yahweh's grace and not of their own. Satan gives blessings also. Ask the drug dealers, but it's only temporarily. Because once you stop doing your evil deeds, then you're going to get punished by Yahweh for going that way. Yahweh's blessings are forever, as long as you keep the faith in him. Look what it tells us in the book of Micah, chapter 4, verse 5. For all the people will walk in the name of his or her Yahweh, and we will walk in the name of Yahweh, our Yahweh, forever and ever. And you know that, because each and every time you come to this program, we bring you the word of Yahweh, and we always tell you that. So we don't make good promises for Yahweh's ministry. We make righteous people with Yahweh in mind. Thus the Bible tells us that when we look in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 27 to 28, 27 says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it's in the power of thine hand to do it. 28, do not say to thy neighbor, go and come again tomorrow, and I will give you. Well, you know you have it right by thee. We've seen this before, examples with things you can help someone right away with, or especially if you see someone that needs Yahweh's word and you turn your back on them. You know, everything that we do, we have to remember there's one law in Numbers chapter 15, 16. It says one law, one manner shall be for you, and for the strangers that sojourneth with you. You know, just as well as this book can help us, it can help somebody else that needs that word. It depends on you. Like the CEO said, we need 12 teachers for the 12 rooms and maybe a backup for each one of the teachers. But I don't think we should be worried about how the people sound. Oh, I don't like the way he sounds. I can't get nothing out of that because I don't like the way he sounds. In 2 Corinthians, verse 11, verse number 6, see what it says about not liking the way somebody sounds. 6, but though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Don't they tell you something? Each and every time we have an increase in the broadcast, we're telling you something. And people, they want to hear. We all came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening may never understand, but that's what this ministry does. It makes all this misunderstanding very possible. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, which we often talk about. We're given the knowledge to know. We have those that are out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching and overly loud bump the gums contests. I even heard that today. Using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching. Well, bump the gums and all the confusion. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our broadcast, live broadcast of the Aquas Ministry, open unto you with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about the Aquas words. Connecting the book, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this is done because you have not. This is information you came to seek, and as I've said before, you have to look no further. You found it now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. And the times we're open to you is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event or a high day. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is always Friday, starting current time at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. When you click enter, just on the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us who reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. To get there, type in three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into a live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses for the listening members to use to write your written opinions. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com. These are both for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also that you can call with the Aqua in mind. The first is our live conference room number. It is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on. That can be answered by any one of the 6 or 9 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. That's right, any particular 12 programs of your choice on DVD by calling that number. Now, if you've missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. When you click on it, just choose the program you missed or any previous day at that point that you would like to listen. Now, another good note, also during the normal BroadTalk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on PalTalk. PalTalk will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for the voices of the true Israelites, Tribe of Yada. You'll find this where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. And if teaching time will end before our talk is generally over, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when learning the word of Yahuwah, as you heard in the earlier portion of the program, do not try to win that bump the gums contest. You will miss all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. You'll find we're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So at this time, so we can continue that learning, keep those Bibles open. Pay attention. Pass our program back over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, wow, yo, that's excellent, yeah. That's excellent. So that's I.O. And we'll get his closing thoughts later, but say, talking, we're going to get something going on. Got a lot of memos on tape, but like I said again, you know, Yahuwah put on those seal spirits and starts, you know, looking at these verses real clear on what he's saying now. He always saying something, so then we have to get those that's going to one day be teachers, elders, mothers, elder fathers, and physicians to understand one thing, that the enemy, they knows how to trap you up. And you know, they got tests out there sometime, maybe you remember tests a long time ago where, you know, some people get the test and the answers, and they have a test and the answers all the time. So we're going to show you exactly where you're going to be tried at and how to, and then you got to be prepared to know that it's coming and then how you got to go in this book for the new students that's going to be in your classrooms, that you got to know how to be, you know, between you and the ones that's going to be watching your back. 12 room, that means 24 teachers. That's 24 teachers will be two in each room. And understand one thing, you have to know where they're going and what their strength is. Because you have some that comes into your classroom. And they're not coming to really, they're going to trap you and come like they come in one way, but really is to make you look not comfortable in the scripture because they prepared to do their thing. So what we want y'all to do is show you how what their strength gonna be, then how you gotta go in the book and let them win the bump the gum contest. But then you gotta know how to come behind it and make the students that's in your classroom see that you know what you're talking about, and that's the key is for liberating the nation that's up under you to come. You gotta think nation. You can't think individual. When Yahuwah set up the nations, you set up nations. So you're responsible for your nation, not for your personal thing. It's your nation. We'll tell you all that unfolded in these lessons because that's the spirit of the Almighty God on me to take care of. So I will leave it like that. Remember, the fox tail had been lit. The curtain had went up. So now we're going to see who all going to be on stage for the nice episode part number 57. And we'll see who all going to be on stage for tonight, episode 57. Remember, you're on stage. The box had been lit. The curtain had went up. So let's see who will be on stage for tonight, tape number 57. All right. So when you meet your sister, Sister Thomas, Israel, tribal Yahuwah, Judah, Yahuwah beat you at Sea Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right. Mother Eve, tribe of Yahuwah, Judah. Mother Eve, one of the mothers out of Camp One. Mother Eve, Yahuwah bless you, I see you right.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel. I see you, Lord. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right. Out there around Detroit, Princess Leora Israel, tribe of Yahuwah, Judah. Princess Leora. Israel. Yahweh bid you see right. Princess, out of Campo, destroyed
Israel. God bless you, seer of Israel, see royal.
Hallelujah. All right, so the box tail been lit, the curtain now went up. So we all, so we see we're on stage for the night. So let's swing out there around Mother E out of Camp 1. Mother E, look right at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we get going on out of tonight's episode number 57. Mother,
okay.
Mother E, tribe of Yahdai Judah, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we get, what we got going on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Detroit, Michigan, look what it says over there in 2nd Ezra 7:57. And Sister Thomas held me the third chapter of Zechariah, verse 1. And we're going to read down to get our point. It's just some information in that Zephaniah. Zephaniah 3, verse 1. Had it waiting on me after Camp 4. Bring on the table. Hey, Camp 4. Bring that on the table there, Camp 4. What we say again? Forgot what we said a minute ago. That slipped my mind. But we know
it was second Ezra. I don't have that book right now.
You don't have that book right now, Mother E. Look at second Ezra chapter. What I want? Second Ezra chapter 7:57. All right, yes, ma'am. Let's see what it says in 7:57.
Okay. 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 57, read.
Mm-hmm.
2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 57. Then answered he me and said, this is the condition of the battle which man that born upon the earth shall fight.
Mm-hmm. So he said, this is the condition of the battle. So you got to know the condition of the battle. See, we be fumbling all around, and we're not clear that Yahweh got a condition of the battle. He got rules and regulations. If you want to get his mercy, get into his kingdom, it is a condition of the battle. And you have to be able to see things, especially those that's going to be teachers of come and one that's going to back up the teachers in the 12 rooms of the land, school, and banquet hall. You have to be able to recognize when the students come in if that student for learning or for confrontational. We're going to show you all the rules and regulations, how you deal with it, and things you have to be clear about. If the white spirit is on you, because you never know what spirit is going to come through your room if you want to teach us on the spot for that time. So, Sister Thomas, we're going to just read some verses on Zephaniah 3, and we're going to pick up verse 1, and we're going to try to make you think exactly on time to come. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 1. Sister Thomas,
right.
Israel, you on the clock. Come on.
Hallelujah. Wow. Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 1. Okay. Woe to her that is filled to the oppressive city.
Hold on, Thomas. On every verse you read, call it out for the member. We're doing it for the national audience to keep up. What verse are we on?
That's Zephaniah.
Yeah.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 1, right?
Right.
All right. Woe to her that is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. Verse 2. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in Yahweh. She drew not near to her Yahweh. Verse 3. Her princes within her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They gnaw not the bones till the morrow. I'm hearing some static.
You keep calling your verses out.
Okay. Verse 4. Her seers, prophets, are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the Torah. Verse 5. The just Yahweh is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not, but the unjust knoweth no shame.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. That's good enough. So now look what we got here. Otherwise, we're going to have teachers, and that we mean by this word called, in this case, you have some that's going to take you another direction, but you got to know what to look for in time to come. You got to recognize when a person stands before you, what is that teacher before you, and you have to know what to look for through the pages of this book. So you have to be very careful to not look at a person according to L. Wilson Tibbs. Read a verse from me in 724 St. John. Let's see what it says in 724. Mr. Tibbs. Let's see what it says in St. John 7, verse 24.
Okay, Brother Tia. Give me a second. I'd walked in another room while I was listening to the network and still indulging myself mm-hmm. with what was being spoken on.
Okay, well,
give me 1 second just to open it. What was that, St. John 7:21?
Make it 7:24. See, and now 7:24. And Camp Ford, Detroit, Michigan, have me verse ready in the fourth chapter of a book called 1 Timothy 4 and pick it up at verse 2 down to verse 5. Have me the fourth chapter, verse 2 down 1 Timothy. Wait a minute. Let me see what I want. Well, I'm studying all the... Hold on just a second. Mr. Tibbs, give me that 7:24 first. Let me see where to go from there.
Okay. St. John, chapter 7, verse number 24 says, mm-hmm. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteousness judgment.
Mm-hmm. So what he's telling you to do, don't judge on appearance. Make sure every judgment you make is a righteous judge. Now, we're going to keep that in mind. Now, Camp Ford of Detroit, look at 2 Timothy 4, verse 2 down to verse 5. Let's see how we're supposed to prepare ourselves. Let's see how we're supposed to prepare ourselves in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, 3, 4, and 5. What does it say there, Camp Ford, Detroit, Michigan? Come on.
That's in Timothy 4, verse 2 to 5.
Hey.
Verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Verse 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. Verse 5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of the evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry.
Mm-hmm. And how you make full proof of your ministry in verse 2, when you see that word in this case, that preach, that means teach. That means a teaching ministry got to come on the scene. So that word, because we don't hear enough preaching all everywhere. It's now time for some teaching. So when we see that word preach, that's all we always have heard was preaching. And that's why we're in the condition we're in right now. But that word, that he's always be ready to teach. Always be ready to teach. That's what he's saying. Always be ready to teach. Instant in season, out of season, be prepared, because you never know when you're on the clock to teach. And that's what he's saying. You never know when you're on the clock to teach. Now, Mother D.F. Israel and Sister Thomas have me Zechariah chapter 3, and we're going to pick it at verse 1, because you always have somebody there peeping at you. So you have somebody peeping at you, and you don't understand what to look for, you're going to be another statistic caught up. They've got you again because you don't know what to look for according to this book. But one thing we got to be clear, Mother E, we got to be clear on what we read in the book of Isaiah, 55:8-11, then, and Elder have me 2nd Ezra chapter 3, verse 32 down to verse 36, waiting on it. 2nd Ezra 3, 32 down to verse 36. What did it say there, Mother E? You on the clock, come on.
Zechariah chapter 55, verse 8 to 11.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, what that say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says Yahweh. Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Verse 10. But for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and return not thither, but waters the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it.
So look what he's saying. He said, regardless of what you hear, what you see, what thing don't stand my word. And that's the game changer, see, right? So if you understand, regardless whatever year you're in right now, what's going to stand is his word. And what do his words say, Elder Mr. Tilson, 2nd Ezra chapter 3, verse 32 down to verse 36? What do his words say? We're going to see what his words saying, because remember one thing. Once the school is released, it's all about now getting the teachers in place. As a matter of fact, hold that verse right there. Sister Thomas, we know you're holding something already, but go to Romans 4, verse number 17. Let me get warmed up right there. Let's go to Romans 4, 17 and see what it says.
All right.
Romans chapter 4, Romans, verse 17.
Verse 17.
Romans chapter verse 17. Okay. Let's see what that says.
Romans chapter 4, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even Yahweh, who quickened the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Yeah. So that's why we got to be instant in season and out of season. See, we calling right now exactly how it's going to be, because one thing about it, Abraham was told everything. As a matter of fact, right, hold that point, I got to pull a rabbit out of that. Mother E, go to 2 Ezra 14, pick up verse 1. See, you never know. That's why you have to be prepared. You never know what's going to be said, how it's going to be said.
Okay.
Abraham, the call, he was talking about some things to come. That means some things that are told to come. Remember, Abraham is the father of Isaac and Jacob, who named changed of Israel. Now, in 2 Ezra chapter 14, there, Mother E, just read a little bit and see exactly what we need to know. You need some things we need to know. That's why I say, once you got the right spirit on you, we will know who prepared to be able to help the young ones to come up, because your degrees is not going to get. It's what you got in Yahweh to put that increase in you to show you this is the way and this is what you got to believe. What it's going to stand forever is his word, not where he said that at. Hold that point right there. Hold that point right there. Hey, I'll back up to Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 8. Let's see what it says, back up to Isaiah 40, verse 8. And Detroit had me 1 Peter 1:25. Let's go back to back. And what did he say that at? What did he say in 40, verse 8 of Isaiah, Elder? Mr. Kiff, come on.
Isaiah chapter 40, going to verse number 8, says, the grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our Yahweh shall stand forever.
He said, the grass withers. But one thing we know,
the grass withers
is the word. One thing we know, what's written in this Bible, this is what's going to stand.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? The word is going to stand. Now, your preacher has to want to be by Detroit, Michigan, bring it.
Who?
First Peter 1:25, but the word of Yahweh endure forever. And this is a word which by the covenant belief is taught unto you.
So, the word of Yahweh is going to stand forever. You got to never forget that. What's going to stand forever? It's the Almighty Yahweh. The Almighty Yahweh is going to stand forever. And that's what's going to stand forever. And we got to never forget that. What's going to stand forever is the Almighty's word. That's very important for a teacher to know, that regardless of whatever you see, but what's going to stand forever is his word. That's big. Now, 7 Ezra, Mother E, bring it. 14 chapter, pick up verse 1.
7 Ezra, chapter 14, verse 1. And it come to pass upon the third day, I sat under a oak, and behold, there came a voice out of the wood over against me, and said, Ezra, verse 2. And I said, here am I, Yahweh, and I stood upon my feet.
Yes.
Verse 3. Then said he unto me in the bush, I did manifest, reveal myself unto Moses, and and taken and talked with him when my people served in Egypt. Verse 4. And I sent him and led my people out of Egypt, the house of bondage, and brought him up to the mountain Sinai, where I helped him by me a long season. Verse 5. And told him many wondrous things and showed him the secret of the time and the end, and commanded him, saying, verse 6, these words shall thou declare, and these shall thou hide. Verse 7, and now I say unto thee that thou lay up in thy mind the sign that I have shown, and the dreams that thou hast seen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the
Now back to the verse 5 again. Back to the verse 5 again, Mo. Now that's big talk. Let's see, this is what I'm saying. You know, this book is the greatest piece of literature it is, and if you're lucky to be blessed with the understanding, but it don't mean you nothing unless you can pass it on. Look what he's saying in that verse 5 again. One more time in that verse 5.
2 Israel chapter 14, verse 5. And I told him many wondrous things, and showed him the secret of the time and the end, and commanded him, saying.
Good. So you're telling me that Moses knows the secret of the time. And Moses, in Moses' writing, it is the end.
Yeah.
Moses was shown the secrets of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Moses shown past us the end. So we can go right in the book of the first 5 books, and we can read the end of this and how it's going to be. And that's the point that you need to know, especially the teachers that's coming up and the backup teachers in the 12 rooms that's coming up, that you have to be clear with your offspring and your loved one and the one in your class. You got to paint the picture that you're not up here because you got a degree from some institution. You understand your position according to this Bible to spring those that want to know the truth. You don't have to deliver now. You don't have to deliver. And my job and the one's job is to push you to see, can you deliver and paint the picture according to the way Yahweh got it written in this book? And that's going to be the key right there. So now, Ella, we got to be clear that in 2 Ezra 3, verse 32 down to verse 36 says what? What does it say, Ella?
Thank you.
2 Ezra
3.
Chapter 3, verses 32 to 36. 32 says, or is there any other people that knoweth thee besides Israel? Or what generation has so believed in my covenants as Jacob, known as Israel? 33, and yet their reward appeareth not, and their labor has no fruit. For I have gone here and there through the heathen nation, and I see that they flow in wealth, and think not upon thy commandments, the Torah instructions. 34, weigh thou therefore our witness now in the balance, and theirs also that dwell in the world. And so shall thy name nowhere be found but in Israel. 35. Or when it was that they which dwell upon the earth have not sinned in thy sight, or what people have so kept thy commandments, Torah instructions. 36. Thou shalt find that Israel by name hath kept thy precepts, but not the heathen nation.
Yes, sir. Read verse 34 and 35 again. Listen what he said. This is what this man is saying. Listen what the Almighty is saying to Israel, the seer. This is what he's telling him. This is the minister spirit from heaven. This is what he's saying in 34 and 35. Listen real carefully what it said. What it said again, that elder. Mr. Terry.
Second Ezra 3, chapter 34, and verse number 35. 34 says, weigh thou therefore our wickedness now in the balance, and theirs also that dwell in the world. And so shall thy name nowhere be found but in Israel. 35. Or when was it that they which dwell upon the earth have not sinned in thy sight? Or what people have not so kept thy commandments, Torah instructions?
Mm-hmm. And what did 36 say?
36. Thou shalt find that Israel by name has kept thy precepts, but not the heathen nation.
He said, you might find some individuals, you might have a few individuals, but, you know, a lot of nations call themselves more holy than thou, they use words like that. But according to the mental spirit, said, no, that's not true. You might have a couple of individuals that might be in a nation, can say something. But as a nation, there's no nation can claim this. And matter of fact, he says no nation can claim your name but Israel.
Yeah.
He said no nation can claim your name. So why you be so surprised when somewhere you say Yahweh, they look at you strange? He tell you up front, ain't no nation going to claim the name of Israel, of Yahweh, but Israel. You see what he's saying? So nobody going to use the name before that. Ain't nobody going to use the name. And this is written in 34. So no spirit came from heaven to tell Ezra to pass it on. It's not nobody going to use the name but Israel. He said you might have a couple of individuals out of other nations might say something real good. But as a nation, no. Ain't no nation gotten to be bringing nothing to you once you understand they wasn't given to them to tell you anything. And that's why you confused today. Because you have listened to other nations tell you about your words. And the people that have this word, you pay them, no, never mind. See, and that what happened. So all that you got to understand this thing, when you sit in the classrooms and teach the young mind, you got to show them their position in the word of Yahweh. And you don't have the scoffers come in the game field. You want to know how to meet them according to what they father is and know how to correct them according to what they say. So honestly, you know, you got to understand these things. So we're gonna see who's going to come out with the understanding because the seer is going to push you. He's going to push those ones that's going to be teaching the mothers, the elders, and everybody. Because one thing about it, you got young minds to correct them according to the word of Yahweh. And one thing about it, I want what's coming to me, and what's coming to me is if you are done what you got to do, we'll show you what happened. We'll show you about experience. See, we, oh, remember, the fox tail been lit, the curtain now went up, so we on stage. So we on stage, and one thing about it, when we on stage, that means it's, some more got to come on stage. Let's find out any more on stage. Because see, we on stage. You know, the fox tail been lit, the curtain hair went up, so we on stage. So now it's going to be time to see who on stage and what kind of movement you got on stage. And I'm going to be sitting right in the audience watching those on stage. So when you meet the Mosai, the Kavan, Mother G of Israel, tribe of God, God, Judah, God, why beat you there, C. Roy?
Yahweh, bless you, Seer Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Mother G of Israel. So, you know, I'm always skinning the grid, because one thing about it, I do know one thing. Yahweh made a profound statement. And he made a profound statement. And let's check, I know, Mordecai is that brand new Israelite on the scene. So, and he said, look here, if everything look good and look quiet, hey, I want to holler in that microphone too. See, that's what we're talking about. Let's see if Brother Mordecai on stage for the nice lesson part on 57. When you meet our brother, one of the teachers of Camp One, with that brand new Israelite based on the scene, Brother Mordecai, Yahweh BJL C. Roy.
Yahweh bless you, C. Roy. See the family of Israel right here. Hallelujah.
We all happy for you. And one thing about it, we already skin, but we know. We already know the statement that's written. We already know one thing. If the statement written, Mother GF Israel. If the statement written in the 18th chapter of Genesis. And I want to take a look at a statement that's written. And this is what we do know. When we can see the scaring and grin on Brother Micaiah's face, but something we do know, and that we can read in the 18th chapter of Mother G of Israel, is something we do know, and that's the good thing about it. In the 18th chapter, Mother G of Israel, is something that we can read. And let's see what it says in the 18th chapter of the book of Genesis. So, Thomas, I ain't forgot about that Zechariah 3:1. You come back in a minute. But something I want to pull out in the 18th chapter. Because the Almighty was doing some talk. And we want to see what did he say that we can read. Well, what he said something, and I'm struggling, Mother Day of Israel. But he may have a profound statement. We know it's in the 18th chapter. He said something. Let's see what he says in the pick around by verse number 17. 17 and verse number 18. Let's see what he says in Genesis chapter 17. Chapter, what did I say? 18.
18.
Yes, ma'am. What does it say in verse 17 and 18. What is it saying? 17 and 18. Let's hear what it say there. Use the clock. Come on.
Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 and 18. Verse 17 reads, and Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? 18. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
Yeah. See, one thing we do know, that Brother Micaiah is going to do the right thing. See? And we're clear what's going to happen. See, we clear because he's going to have the scriptures to work with. And see, that's the game. See, what the world do not want to happen. Boy, you just keep on, they want you to keep on regurgitating what they have gave you on the clock. And what they have gave you on the clock is things that keep you confused all over tape. Now, Mother GF Israel, give me the second book of Ezra, chapter 1. Go down to verse 9. And Brother Micaiah held me 11 through 14 and 16 through 19 waiting on me. Second Ezra, chapter 1, 4 through 9. Mother D of Israel, come on.
Okay. Second Ezra.
Brother Micaiah held me 11 through 14 and 16 through 19 waiting on me. Let's see what's going on here. We're going to try to tie this in.
Second Ezra, chapter 1, verses 4 through 9,
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, and the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 5, go your way and show my people their sinful deeds and their children their wickedness, which they have done against me, against me, that they may tell their children, verse 6, because the sin of their fathers are increased in them, for they have forgotten me and have offered unto strange false Yahuwah, verse 7. Am not I even he that brought them out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, which they have provoked me unto wrath and despised my counsel? Verse 8. Pull you off then the hair of your head and cast all evil upon them, for they have not been obedient unto my Torah instruction, but it is a rebellious people. Verse 9. How long shall I forbear them unto whom I have done so much good?
I'll read verse 8 again.
Verse 8. Pull you off then the hair of your head and cast all evil upon them, for they have not been obedient unto my Torah instruction, but it is a rebellious people.
I guess so. He said, pull a hair out of your head. He's a boy. He said, tell me, told those things earlier. You know, you got the long locks all over your hair. You know, pull all that stuff out of your head. He said, as a matter of fact, curse him. I back you up. I know I back you up. Let me tell you why I know you're back you up. Oh, give me 4 verse 7. Let me tell you something, Sarah. 4 verse 7. Oh, Mother B.F. Israel. He said, listen, I back you up. See, we don't understand. This man making a profound statement. He said, look here. Pull a hair out of your head, and I back you up. Oh, Mother B.F. Israel. What he's saying is, and see, what we don't know, but sooner or later, you're going to know it. What a ring in 4 verse 7. And hold that point, Brother Micaiah. We want to back up. We want to back up and get Ezekiel 33, verse 31 down to verse 33. Ezekiel 33, 31 and 33 after Mother reads 4 verse 7. What it said in Ezra 4 verse 7? What it say?
You say Sarah.
Okay, good. All right, Sarah.
Sirach chapter 4, verse 7. Get yourselves the lovers of the congregation, the love of the congregation, and bow your head to a great man.
You're that man, you're that man's name. He said, get the love of the congregation,
mm-hmm,
and bow your head down to a great man. That's what he said. And we'll leave that on tape right there. Brother Micaiah, what it says in Ezekiel 33, verse 31 down to verse 33. What it say? Brother Micaiah, Israel, come out.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 31 down to 33. Verse 31 reads, and they come unto you as the people cometh, and they set before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they would not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their mind goeth after their covetousness. Verse 32, and lo, you are unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do them not. Verse 33, and when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a seer had been among them.
You know, sooner or later, I don't know where you might be at or what's going on, but one thing we do know, you're going to find out sooner or later that a seer is in the midst of thee. Sooner or later, you're going to, I mean, you might be washing clothes or something. Sooner or later, it's going to dawn on you. It is a seer in the midst of thee. And it's time for us to wake up and understand one thing. The clock is ticking. Now let's run over to, Brother Micaiah, and now let's look at that 11. 2 Ezra chapter 1, verse 11 through 14, 16 through 19. Let's see what we got there.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 1, verses 11 through 14.
What does it say?
Verse 11 reads, all the nations have destroyed before them, and in the east I have scattered the people of two provinces, even of Tyre and Sidon, and have slain all their enemies. Verse 12, speak you therefore unto them, saying, thus says Yahweh. Verse 13, I led you through the sea, and in the beginning gave you a large and safe passage. I gave you Moses for a leader, and Aaron for a priest, a seer. Verse 14, I gave you light in a pillar of fire, and great wonders have I done among you. Yet have you forgotten me, saith Yahweh. Verse 16, not in my name for the destruction of your enemies, but ever to this day do you yet mumble. Verse 17, where are the benefits that I have done for you when you were hungry and thirsty in the wilderness? Did you not cry unto me? Verse 18, saying, why has you brought us into this wilderness to kill us? It has been better for us to have served the Egyptians, polluted words for Mezarim, than to die in this wilderness. Verse 19, then had I pitied upon your mourning and gave you manna to eat. So you did eat ministering spirit bread.
So he says, so he makes a lot of statements, and Moses, and look what he says, Moses in 5, verse 4 of Isaiah. And Brother Micaiah swing down to 2 Ezra chapter 1, verse 22, and look at verse 25 through 29, and then 44. And Moses comes back with 38 through 40. So, you see, he making some profound statements. He's going to say, look, it's from remembrance that you got to remember. And he's talking about a specific people. It's some things you got, if you want them to intervene, it's some things that you have to rehearse who you are, what your responsibility is. You got to rehearse it. Look what he says, Moses, what he says in 5, verse 4 of Isaiah.
Look at Isaiah. Chapter 5, verse 4. Therefore, I said, surely, these are poor. They are foolish, for they know not the way of the Yahweh, nor the judgment of their Yahweh.
So, he says, this is a foolish people. He said, now, but what do you want to know? Why you don't know the judgment? What is the reason that you don't know the judgment? Is it because 21:16, Mr. Till, Proverbs 21:16. What is the reason why you don't know the judgment of Yahweh? Why you don't know what's going on now? You ain't got to watch that one out saying at all. All you got to do is watch the education page book. Where are you at in the plan? Elder, 21:16. Bring it. Proverbs.
Proverbs, chapter 21, verse number 16 says, the man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
Is it ever? And that's why we always react to everything. Everything jump off, we react to it. And but mother, I'm not too. It's something about that verse that I didn't get enough out of it, cause I got to come back to that verse, mother. Come back again and look at Isaiah real carefully, 5:4, one more time. Because that's why I see something in Isaiah 5:4. He said something, mother, and I didn't hear it the way I wanted to hear it, so I want to go back over that verse one more time. Isaiah 5:4, mother, come out of camp one, come on.
The book of Isaiah 5:4. Therefore, I said, surely these are poor. They
well,
are foolish.
Hold on, mother. Hold on. Come on back again. Look at Isaiah 5:4 one more time. Look at it real carefully. Isaiah 5:4. Look at Isaiah 5:4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I went to Jeremiah. Isaiah, 5:4. Okay. Isaiah, 5:4. What could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I look that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes.
You hear the man saying? The man saying, what could I have done? This is a man that was handpicked by the Almighty Father, the Son. So you know what he gonna say here? Let me pull a rabbit out of hat. Help me out, Sister Thomas. He just made him a bounce and he said, what could I have done to my vineyard? What could I have done? What are you talking about in 7? Sister Thomas. 5:7. Who is this vineyard that we can read?
All right. Isaiah 5:7. For the vineyard of Yahweh of hosts is the house of Israel, the family of Israel, and the men of Yada, his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but behold oppression. For righteousness, but behold a cry.
You see the man saying, he talking, what else could I have done? Everything, matter of fact, he made a complaint, my dear Israel, in Isaiah 49. You know, he looked at these people, and he read the book too, but he looked directly at these people. To his fathers about these people in the 49th chapter. And look what he said to his father in the 49th chapter, 4:5. So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes, you know, every now and then, sometimes when the overseer kind of gets weary about you, I have to, these things come back to my mind that even Yahweh's son, he got weary at this. As a matter of fact, Brother Mackay, hold what you got and give me 47:1-4 in a minute, or Ezekiel. Now, look what he says over here in the 49th chapter, 4:5. Mother D.F. Israel, what do you say?
Isaiah 49:4-5. Verse 4. Then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for naught. And in vain, yet surely my judgment is with Yahweh and my works with my Yahweh. 5. And now says Yahweh, therefore me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Israel again to him. Though Israel be not gathered yet, shall I be honored in the eyes of Yahweh, and my Yahweh shall be my strength.
So he even saw needs a pat on the back when he looked at the Israelite, and he had to get some reinsurance from his father. I read the book. You mean all this good stuff you're going to put on these people, and you're going to let somebody, and they're going to let somebody else come, because remember, the father wrote the book. The son didn't do nothing but read his part in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And reading his part in his book, he said, I'll be doggone. You mean you gonna pick a people? And I bet they're going to read all that. We're gonna take care of all that, too. So, now, Brother Makai, what you reading out of Ezekiel, what the book of? 37:1-4, then skip down to 10-12. Let's see what's going on. Brother Makai Israel with that brand new baby. Come on, break it.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 47:1-4, and skipping down to 10-12. Verse 1 reads, afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood towards the east. And the waters came down.
Hold that point, Brother Makai. Hold that point. Where are you reading that again?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 47.
Let me repeat that 47. I'm just going to pull one verse out of that, but then get ready for 37, or the same thing in 37. But since you already in 47, it ain't no accident that you're there. So I need to pull out one verse in 47 while we're there. I need to pull out one verse while we're there. Since you're over there in 47, tell me, since you're there in 47, what can we read at verse 13 and skip down to 21, down to verse 23? Since you're there, it ain't no accident you're there. But let's make a meal out of it a little bit since he got there in the 47th chapter. And let's look what it says in verse 13 and skip down to verse 21, down to verse 23. What does it say?
Okay. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 47, verse 13 and 21 down to 23. Verse 13 reads, this shall be the border whereby you shall inherit the land according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph, which is the northern kingdom, shall have two portions. 14.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall, 21. So shall you divide this land unto you according to the tribes of Israel. Verse 22. And it shall come to pass that you shall divide it by the lot for an inheritance unto you and to the strangers that sojourn among you, which shall beget children among you, and they shall be unto you as born in the country among the children of Israel. They shall have inheritance you among the tribes of Israel. Verse 23, and it shall come to pass that in what tribe the stranger sojourning, there shall you give him his inheritance, says Yahweh.
So you see, Now look what I'm saying. So when it's all said and done, you're going to be in charge. And one day, you're going to be the one to tell the strangers, all the 17 nations, the one that make it. Well, this is where I want you to be, and this is your duties right here. See, you're going to be the dictator. Yahweh will put you back where you belong at, and there go all the nations. And remember, it's going to be individuals that's making it out of the nations. But you got to understand something. You're not going to always be in this position once we get you on your feet. That's why you got to teach the one that come behind you. You got to hardcore and let them know what the condition you seeing us in now is only temporarily till we come to the knowledge of ourselves. Now you just got to read all the nations now, right now. What are you doing right now? You go on to all the nations asking them, hey, look here, what can I do? What can I put my look at the 1968? Does some Israelites go back into their own land and ask Esau, what pocket you let me get my hand on? See, we've been in a better position because we have not been taught right. So we read you the future one day once you wake up. And what is so important to understand, so important about this school, we must come together and put it on the table. Huh? Because we got to teach this. What we're looking at now is only temporarily until we get back into our spot in the night. And one day, all the nations that make it, whatever part of the nation that make it, they're going to come to you and ask you, where can I, since I conform to the bond of the covenant? Now look at WCC said, now here, now I need to cut you off behind that. Well, see, what's on that point right there? We can read what we're saying. Let's make a little quick adjustment in that. Camp for Detroit, Michigan, Isaiah 14, figure verse 1. 1 down to verse 7 and 21. Camp for Detroit, Michigan, 14 chapter. 1 down to verse 7 and 21. You see, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You teach us to be, you got to know how to make adjustments according to the scripture. Camp for Detroit, Michigan, 14 chapter, 1 through 7 and 21, bring it. Camp for. What Detroit saying? But Dougie, we gonna mute Camp O. She is too slow. Oh, well, it's your radio station, you do what you want to do. All right, well, okay. Well, Sister Thomas, let's run to Isaiah 14, 1 through 7 and 21. Isaiah 14, 1 through 7 and 21. It's your radio station. What can we say? If you want to mute somebody, there's nothing I can say. So let's see if we want to stay, just pick up and let's keep it running. 14 chapter 1 through 7 and 21. Sister Thomas Israel, come up.
All right, Isaiah chapter 14, 1 through 7 and 21, verse 1. For Yahweh will have mercy on Israel and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house, the family of Israel. Verse 2, and the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the family of Israel shall possess them in the land of Yahweh for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captive, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. Verse 3, and it shall come to pass in the day that Yahweh shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve. Verse 4, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased. Verse 5, and Yahweh hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. Verse 6, he who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted, and none hindereth. Verse 7, and the whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Ooh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Verse 21. Verse 21, chapter 14, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 21. For the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
So you already know, you know, you're reaping the benefit of it. You're able to do the thing that you're doing now, but he look here. He's never passed smaller for his children. Well, that's been a long time ago. Ain't got nothing to do with us today. But Yahweh told Isaiah, yes, it is. You ain't came out and protest against this atrocity that they put on these people, right? Ain't you benefiting from it? And you the one red line and blue line everybody today. So, pass slaughter for his children. You're going to pay for what your fathers and mothers have did, just like we paying now, boy, didn't you? We wasn't with back there.
That's right.
So, you're going to pay for it. So,
that's right.
Now, but he letting you know the position you think you're going to be in is not so. He said, you're going to be servants and handmaids to the children of Israel. You make it. Yeah, that's what you got to read. Now we're going to precept that Mother Eve, and we're going to look at the 49th chapter, verse 22 down to verse 24 of Isaiah, and we're going to see something else you're going to do, backed up with Brother Micaiah in the 60th chapter, verse 10 down to verse number 16 of Isaiah. 6 to 10, 60, verse 10 down to verse we can tell you how it's going to be, because he has blessed us to go to his Bible and point it how it's going to be and paint the picture. So we're going to see if we're going to paint the picture. Because, see, when you read John 3:16, that he loved the world, he gave his son, and everybody's going to be all right. But, you know, you got to understand that John 3:16 was Yahweh the Israelite talking to Nicodemus the Israelite about the Israelite. That's what that was about. But take care of that another time. But we're going to take care of this right here. So we're going to take care of what we read now. Mother Eve, what it says in the 49th chapter, verse 22, can we can read this down to verse 23 about exactly how it's going to be. So, listen, we got to teach our little ones it ain't going to always be this way, but it's some things that we got to do and understand what grace means, faith means. You know, well, we up under the blood of the mighty one, we ain't got to do nothing. But there's a little bit more to that. That's why we got to come now and teach some books. Let's see the same mother. 49, verse 22, now to verse 23 of Isaiah. What is that, Mother E?
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 22 to 23. Verse 22. Thus said the Yahweh, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring their sons and their arms, and they shall bring their sons in their arms, and they their daughters shall be carried unto their carried upon their shoulders. Verse 23. And the king shall be and the king shall be thy nurse's father, and their queen thy nursing mother. They shall bow down to thee with thy face towards the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am Yahweh, for they shall not be ashamed that wait.
He says, one of these days to come, either you will be in a position where that they will bow down and lick the dust off of your sandals. Is it written? Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. He said, they're going to be all right with you, but It ain't gonna work with the lines that you got now. See, your mind's got to change. And that's why it's so important about the truth. See, you got to say, okay, I see where I'm at, but I know what I got to do now. I have to teach my offspring. I got to be one of them teachers in them classes or the backup teacher. Because here's the point. What we read is going to come to pass. You know why? You know why it's going to come to pass? Read that mother, D of Israel, Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. Let me tell you why we know it's going to come to pass. Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. How do we know it's going to come to pass? Mother, D of Israel, Deuteronomy 8, verse 3.
Yeah.
How do you know what we're saying going to come to pass?
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make make thee know that man doeth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh do man and woman live.
So he said, and what he said in Titus 1, verse 2, the Mother of Israel, what he said in Titus 1, verse 2. See, let me tell you something. Once the school gets built and them 12 rules is there, the teachers got to have some energy. And a book will tell you what kind of energy they must have. And my pastor's going to read that. The way you hold this, Brother Mackay, you hold that point. We're going to find out what kind of energy you got to have coming out the 11th chapter of Numbers in a minute. See, I'm going to tell you something. You know, a lot of times they say, you know, even Hell said, why is all this coming out of this one book? Yes, E-Ray. All this coming out of one book. But Yahweh will give you the spirit to bring it out of one book. You said, that's in that book? Yeah, that's in that book too. The whole story is in this book. You ain't got to watch that one out there. You can clock everything and say this book. He'll give you that spirit. But the teachers to come must have that spirit. And we'll show you right after D.F. Israel gets to read Titus 1, verse 2. I'll meet you in 11th chapter, Brother Micaiah. Numbers. Titus 1, verse 2. What did it say there, Mother?
Titus chapter 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which Yahweh, that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
So, see, you got to recognize that Moses was, he listened to a man and got himself all hung up. Man told him one way to do it in the 18th chapter of Exodus. We're not going to read. But then when man told him something, he forgot what Yahweh said. So Yahweh let you fumble all around until you come to your senses. And then when you start confessing with your mouth about some things that's on the table, then Yahweh will intervene. It goes case in point. Brother Micaiah, let's go to the 11th chapter and pick at verse number 14. Let's find out what's going on. Now Moses, hold that point. Moses, back up to 7 verse 1. Let me show you what kind of position Moses was in. Exodus 7:1. See, Moses was in a position, and Yahweh told him his position. See, sometimes you might forget your position, and that's what caused Yahweh to put the ouch on you. Look at the position Moses had from the get-go, and he forgot. He was told in 7 verse 1 his position. What can we read in 7 verse 1?
Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. And Yahweh said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a Yahweh to Pharaoh, and Aaron, their brother, shall be their seer.
Yeah. See what man said? So now what was Moses doing in and talking? And Yahweh already told him, listen, I have made instead of me, you. You the Yahweh to the children of Israel. And then Aaron, your brother, going to be the seer. So how did you get yourself caught up, Moses? What happened? That's the point I'm trying to take. See, you got to know your position. Only way you help these young ones to come, you got to know what this book is saying. And you got to have the spirit of the book. Case in point. Now, Moses was told that you're going to be Yahweh. Then why did Moses mess around, get hung up, get caught up in verse 14? Let's see what he said in verse 14 and 15. Let me see what happened to Moses. Numbers, chapter 11, Brother Micaiah, Israel. Verse 14 and 15, let's read a little bit for a minute.
The book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 14 and 15. Verse 14 reads, I am not able to bear all this people alone because it is too heavy for me. Verse 15, and if you deal thus with me, kill me, I pray you, out of hand, if I have found favor in your sight, and let me not see my wretchedness.
So you know what's going on? the children of Israel, they murmuring, always murmuring, complaining. You know, they always, I don't know about this, I don't know about this. Moses, remember Moses came back at 80 years old. Let me tell you something. Your ministry don't even start till you're 80 years old. Moses started at 80 years old. Yahweh let him be out there in the over there in Midian till he got 80. Get all the meanings out of it. And when he got all the meanings out of him, you know, because, you know, the first time when the children of Israel got in a little trouble, he wanted to go grab somebody by the neck. And he told you plainly how it's going to be, Sister Thomas and Zechariah, 4 verse 6, he made it plain. Moses, you see what Moses did. One of the Egyptians was jumping an Israelite. Moses knew he was an Israelite. So Moses looked around, left, right, then grabbed him by the neck and just put his head in the sand until he stopped breathing. Y'all said, how do you all know? He said, that's how you going to play it, Moses? Huh? That's how you going to play it? And I've told the seer in 4 verse 6. What I say in 4 verse 6, Sister Thomas, Israel, what did I say? Zechariah 4, 6.
All right, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said Yahweh of hosts.
You see, you ain't going to jump off by. You got to make sure you got your little switchblade in your socks. If this man don't invent a bullet, now he can sit in his bathroom and shoot it out and find you. He can sit down on the toilet and shoot it. And he got with his computer and his pistol and shoot it, and the bullet will go and find you. You ain't going to beat him that way. You're going to beat him in his word. See? This is how it's going to happen, see, right? Through the word of Yahweh, David made it plain, Moses of Israel, he made it plain. In 1745, 1 Samuel, what did he say? Let me tell you what David said. Listen, the Bible is telling you the story. It's up to you. In the 17th chapter, verse 45, Moses of Israel. Let's read a little bit. Let's see what David said.
First Samuel, chapter 17, verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh of the army of Israel, whom thou hast defiled.
Great.
46. This day will Yahweh deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you and take thine head from you, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a Yahweh in Israel.
You hear me saying? I know you watching all this old great thing, but you hear what Yahweh saying. He said, look here, old big Philistine, old sons of him. He said, look here, you talking that good stuff. He said, but in the name of them four letters, I'm taking you down, big man. And that's what we trying to tell you, the known world. The six anointed camps are voices of the true Israelites. Once we organize, Yahweh will hear the name. And we're going to take you down. See, we already know it's already. What we got to do, you got to organize first. You got to stop being a 12 verse 3. What is that about Israel in the book of Ecclesiastes 12 verse 3? He said, you got to stop being a 12 verse 3. See, where his God said, once you stop being at 12 verse 3, in Ecclesiastes. This way, this is what you got to stop being. 12:3. What does it say?
Ecclesiastes chapter 12:3. Okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 12:3. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong man shall bow themselves, and the gird cease, the grinder cease, because they are few, and those that look out of the window be darkened.
What he said? The one look out the window. See, that's what we know. We keep out the window. Yeah. All day you're running is the most safe. If you keep on peeping out that window and you don't get in where you fit in at, you're just going to be running to the most safe. You got those that peeping out the window. They peeping out the window and one out at the same time. And they ain't watching no book. They ain't watching no book on both. They peeping out the window. He said, look here.
Right.
Peep out the window. And you're going to be up on the darkness, and up on the darkness is Satan the devil. We ain't going to read in this lesson. But that's Satan the devil. Just stop peeping out the window. Come. The six anointed camp said, come, come, come. Land, school, basketball. It's time to teach. But what kind of spirit you got in it? We're going to read. Go back, Brother Makai. So you see, he made him Yahweh. So now Moses saying, look here. Yahweh, I'm watching these old knucklehead Israelites, and they ain't talking right. They talking all about, I remember what they remember. Look what they say they remember. See, he listened to them speak. Look what they say in verse 4, back up to 11 there, Brother Micaiah. Now, this old Israelite, they talking that smack. Verse 4 and 5. Let's see this, what they're talking about.
Book of Numbers, chapter 11, verses 4 and 5. Verse 4 reads, and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who should give us flesh to eat? Verse 5. We remember the fish which we did eat in polluted word Egypt for Mazarine freely, the cucumber, and the melon, and the leek, and the onion, and the garlic.
Okay, Who influenced the Israelite again, according to verse 4? Now look who influenced. Now, they was on their way. They was doing everything, but now here comes somebody to influence them. Read again. Who influenced the children of Israel in verse 4? One line.
The book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 4. And the mixed multitude that was among
them. Ain't that something?
You think the man is
And that's what we do today. Mm-hmm. We just get a multitude even today. And that's what we do today.
Mm-hmm.
Say we ain't got nothing coming and this going on. You see that? There you go again.
But you forgot what the man told you,
Mogli and Zephaniah 2:1, 2, and 3. What did he say to Zephaniah? Hey, Mogli, what did he say in Zephaniah 2:1, 2, and 3?
See, why is y'all forgetting?
That's why you gotta take the pulse of the people when they come into classrooms, and you gotta understand what medicine they need. They might need some Zephaniah 2:1, 2, and 3. What does that M O E?
The book of Zephaniah, chapter 2. Wait,
Zephaniah 2:1, 2, and 3. See, they might need, you know. So you got to your teachers to come. That's why you got to get a good workout. You on stage now. The box tail went up. The curtain held. The curtain box tail been lit. The curtain tail went up. You on stage. You on stage now. Mm-hmm. It's time now for you to understand. The Bible got all the answers. Everything you want to know is in this book with it. And you got to tell them they got to be of Zephaniah 2:1, 2, and 3. What is that, Mother E?
Zephaniah chapter 2:1, 2, and 3. Verse 1. Gather yourselves together. Gather together, O nation, not desire. Verse 2. before the decree rang forth, before the day passes, as he tells, before the spirit's anger of the Yahweh come upon you, before the day of the Yahweh's anger comes upon you. Verse 3. Seek ye the Yahweh, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be you shall be hid in the day of the Yahweh's anger.
Ain't that something? You hear that man just said? He said, get the spirit right. Get right. So you might be here in the day of his anger. He said, you know, I'm going to whoop some people.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And you keep watching that one I see. But I'm telling you, I'm going to whoop some people. He said, make sure you meek and you righteousness. Because what I said out of my mouth, I'm going to whoop some people. And that will be all the ones that's contrary to what we get ready to read. I'm going to whoop them. So he tell me what kind of spirit you got to be in. So now he's telling Moses, Brother Micaiah, he's talking to Moses real good. And the 11th chapter, he's talking to Moses. So Moses, look at him. He's looking, I don't see nothing. He said, these old wretched peoples, I'm wretched. You just killed me, all right. So Yahweh heard him moaning and groan. So after he confessed with the mouth. See, once he done the number 30, verse 1 and 2, and I go and read, he'll confess with his mouth. Because Yahweh done told his position all the time, hey, you going to be Yahweh instead of me, Aaron going to be your seal. So you already got eye-to-eye contact with me. You know, so what's your problem? He listened to me and tell him about this is the way to go. No. So now, he heard him ready to faint. He was ready to faint. Now, see what Yahweh told him now. Now, Yahweh can reach and grab him. In verse 16, now he's going to tell him something again. What he tell him in verse 16 and verse 17? What did he say, Brother McKay, with that brand new baby? Come on.
Book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 16 to verse 17. Verse 16 reads, and Yahweh said unto Moses, gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know is to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the temple of the congregation, that they may stand there with you. Verse 17, and I will come down and talk with you there, and I will take of the spirit which is upon you, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you bear it not thyself alone.
You hear man just said? Now he told Moses, hey Moses, look here. You look out there among all the men of the Israelites, and you get 70 men of Israel. But get the one that got the spirit that's what you want. Make sure the spirit they ain't got just called an education spirit. You can make sure their spirit is, and I will come down in 17 and take with thee, and I will take the spirit which is up on you, Moses, and put on them. Mm-hmm. So so otherwise, when you go into any camp, when you go into any room, when you see them backup teachers, it's just like if your eyes close, you're in every room at the same time. Because everybody's stopping that book and they got the same spirit the old seer got. It can't be no less than that. You understand that? It can't be no less than that. You're going to have no idea with this thing. So that's how it's going to work. All over the known world, they listening. And they know what the requirement is. They see the kind of spirit the old seer got on him. You can't teach this unless that spirit is on you. And we know when you got the spirit on you. We don't know. In the page of the book. Now, Let's see what Moses did. And verse 24 and 25. Let's see what Moses. Let's see if Moses this time followed instructions. See, let's see, did Moses follow instructions by reading verse 24 and 25? Because see, when Moses do what Yahweh tell him to do, then he's going to kick in. We're going to read together. Let's see what he say in verse 24 and 25. What it says, Brother Mackay?
The book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 24 and 25. Verse 24 reads, and Moses went out and told the people the words of Yahweh and gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and set them round about the temple, came down in the cloud and spake unto him and took of the spirit that was upon him and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not speak.
You see that? You see that? So you see that? So when Moses went out there and looked around and got 70, same thing that we're doing right now, looking around and seeing, well, what kind of spirit you got? See, you're ready to go. I'm just watching from praise and look. Huh? I'm seeing the spirit in me. Is you able to paint the picture? Take care of this business, bag up the one, just in case one gotta go relieve himself for a minute. The bag up, jumping there, and holler on the microphone real good, keep it moving. See, right, it's gonna happen. But that's how it's gonna happen with him. That's the kind of spirit you gotta have. Then Yahweh, he said, he intervened. He said, once Moses got the 70, then he intervened. Now, look what it says, look what it says over here in Zechariah chapter 9. And look what happened. Let me show you something. Now, when all that's on the table, let me show what you got written over in Zechariah. Hey, Elder Mr. Tills, over in the book of Zechariah chapter 9, let me show you that we know what's going to happen. Because you know why? Because we can read it. Now, look what it says is going to happen in the 9th chapter of Zechariah, Elder. And we look at verse 13 and 14. Now, what's this in here? Verse 13 and 14. Zechariah, chapter 9, Elder Mr. Till, verse 13 and 14. What does it say?
Zechariah, chapter 9, verses 13 and verse number 14. 13 says, when I have bent Judah, Yada, for me, filled the wall with Ephraim, and raised up thy sons, O Zion, against thy sons, O Greece, and made thee as a sword of a mighty man. 14. And Yahweh shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as the lightning. And the Yahweh shall bow the trumpet, shall blow the trumpet, and shall go with whirlwinds of the south.
And then what he say? And then what he just say? He said, everything they always start with, but Southern Kingdom, Yahweh, Judah. He says, verse 13, when I have bent Judah, when I have bent them from all the wickedness, they ready to stand tall and take care of some business. He says, I'm going to bend them for me.
Mm-hmm.
Fill the bowl of the 10 northern tribes called Ephraim. I'm going to get the 10 northern tribes back on their feet once they follow the lead of Yahweh, Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once they're on their feet, and raise up the sons of Yahweh's southern kingdom. But look what it says. Against the sons of Esau, Messiah's sons. Against the sons of Esau, Messiah's sons. That means the white man and the white woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to raise up Yahweh's Judah against thy sons, O Esau and the five sons, and make thee as a sword of a mighty man. You mean that cold? Yes, friend, see, right? It is right there. And what are you going to do? Verse 14. And Yahweh shall be seen over them. And his arrow shall go forward as the lightning. And Yahweh shall blow the trumpet and shall go forward as a whirlwind of the south. He'll put a hurricane whooping on them. You see that? All is in that 13 and 14. You got to see that. You got to see all of that right there in there. And not only that, you got to even see what you're going to be doing in verse 17. A.L., read verse 17. What's going to be going on in verse 17? So you see, that spirit must be on the teachers to come. And the backups to see all that in there. They'll read it all day to 17. They read it all day long and just go right past it and take all the whole beat down and how, what I'm going to do, everything written in there. And that's what you can tell you, see. It's written in the book. Exactly how you're supposed to be. Exactly what's going to happen. It's written. And look what it says in verse 17.
Zechariah chapter 9, verse number 17 says, "For how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty. Corn shall make the young men cheerful, and new wine the maids."
And that's what it's corn. Corn is a corn what builds your immune system up. Corn fights through everything that diseases on the body. Corn came from the heaven. Every meal you're supposed to have corn in your meal. Do you know where that corn came from? Look what it says in the book of Psalms. Corn seed, right? Corn is, it protects you from any, it's like some boxing gloves against somebody's head that come down this form. Corn was stretching your body out. And every meal you're supposed to have corn in your meal. Let me show you why. I told you in Psalm 78, why? Let's see what it says. Let's see why. In 78:24, look what he already told David about this old good old corn he got. He got something about this corn that we want to read. And look what he says about the corn and where it comes from in 78, verse 24. What does it say? Psalm 78:24. Hell, what does it say?
Psalms. Chapter 78, verse number 24 says, "And had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them the corn of the heaven."
Where did the corn come from, Ayala?
The corn came from the heaven.
Ain't that something? So you see that man there? And read the next verse. And who in heaven eating that right now in the next verse?
Verse 25, "Man did eat minister spirit's food. He sent them meat to the full."
You see that? Man, the minister spirits in heaven, that's what they eat. And you know they live forever. They eat corn, see, right? Corn in every meal. Every meal. But you want every meal you got some spaghetti and some rice. Starch. The children of Israel didn't eat no starch food. The children of Israel ate no starch food. So all that spaghetti, meatballs, spaghetti, rice, and all that macaroni and cheese, you didn't never eat more of that. And that's why you got so much problem with your body. Because of what you eat after the stranger. Spaghetti, meatball, macaroni and cheese. Then you make a peach cobbler by pouring two big sacks of sugar into the what they call them things? What them things filling up? Say it again. Who said that?
Get a big mixing bowl with a half a bag of sugar and mix it all together.
Yeah, but what is that yellow stuff you put in there? Oh, I can't think of the name right now. Somebody help me out.
That's,
say it again.
That's that filling.
A system.
No, before the filling. What did you pour on top of that filling? What do they call them things? The yellow thing? I can't think of it right now. Somebody help the old CEO. I can't think of it right now. You know, using a peach cobbler. The peach. You put the peach in there and take 2 5 pounds of sugar and throw it in there and want to know why you got sugar diabetes and high blood. son, you want to know why you got sugar diabetes and high blood pressure. And then you chase it down with a Coke. You see what you do? And you're told you plainly what to do in 129. Mother dear Israel, what do you got written in 129? Genesis. 129 down to verse 31. What do you got to do to read 129 and 31? In Genesis book, 129 and 31. What do you say there, Mother? Mother Eve, what do you say?
You say
Genesis chapter 1, verse 29 and 31. How that sound? A peach card. Peaches, yeah, peaches. Go get me 4 or 5 cans of peaches. And just put the peaches all up in there and bring me back 2 5-pound bags of white sugar.
Genesis chapter.
Sugar diabetes, high blood pressure. Feet are swole all up, knees up. Listen, you're doing everything contrary to what the man told you. He told you 129. What did he say in 129?
Yes. Which one, me and Mother E?
Mother E, if you get it, come on, Mother E. 129. Where old Mother E at? Mother E said, look here. Look, see, you just keep talking. I'm working this thing out. Look what Mother E said. Mother E said, I'm ready. 129, Mother E.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 29 and verse 31. Verse 29. And Yahweh said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you. It shall be for me. Verse 31. And Yahweh saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day.
Back to verse 30. Everything was good now. Let's see what else was good too in verse 30.
Verse 30. Genesis chapter 1, verse 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so.
What color is for me, name of day? What color is that?
Green herb.
Green herb.
What color, Mommy?
Green herb.
Hey,
every green herb.
You mind saying what color do you have on your plate? The man tell you have green food. Eat green food. Green food, spring water, and you already read the stuff he over there, we read it earlier. Listen, the man told you already how to avoid punishment. Bo McKay, look what he says over there in 721 of 2nd Ezra. He done told you already. See, we got more ailments. We always visit Doc Cook, huh? And he tell you, eat green food. Green food. But you want to make a pot of spaghetti and some peach cobbler and macaroni and cheese and a big old pot cake. He don't act like he used to be. Because you're killing the man. Look what you're putting in him. Got the man all clogged up. How you going to kick the couch over when you got him all clogged over? look what you're putting. You're killing him. What you're beating him. Got him with all that splash in him. And tomorrow, we going to do something. He fall on the couch and then don't get you the next day. You ain't what you used to be. Maybe if you stop feeding me what you feed me. Then you be looking at old Big Bob across the hallway. See? Let me tell you something. got to understand Yahweh set a plan up for us, and we got to know who we are. We're supposed to eat green food with corn with every meal. Green food and corn. Spring water. We didn't eat no starch food. You remember? Moses started his ministry at 80 years old. And you know, Abraham started making babies around 90s. Did you know Jacob didn't start making babies till you in the late 60s? And he had to have four women to cover 13 kids. And they was arguing about he going to be with me in the 30th chapter, and they had to mandrake. You know what mandrake do for you? It'll be your immune system up too. Clean your inside out. Man, look here, he's going to be with me. Give me that mandrake. He's going to be with me. One man in his late 60s. Got him four women. 13 kids. You see what's going on here? Let me tell you something. You see them pills you got on the wall, on the dresser? Because you're transgressing against everything man got in this book. If we come back to this Bible and help the one that's coming up, that's why it's so important about the school. The land, the school, the banquet hall, and the radio station. What about the business be? If you gonna be like Eliezer over there in the book of Genesis 23:40, he said and 42:47, he said my right hand man Eliezer, what you see? He said I don't see nothing but rocks and mountains. He said my son, the Quran man Ishmael, what you see? I see the same thing your right-hand man see in 42:47. He's Isaac, what you see? He said, I see a big black man on a cloud with his big black feet sticking out. You come on, go down with me then. And y'all stay back with the ass. Y'all stay with the ass. We'll leave y'all back with the ass. Because you got no vision. You got no vision. See, I can see it now. I can see the whole thing now. When I said it, I don't see nothing. I know you don't see nothing. Because you know you don't have the vision of the book. It's written in the book in code. All you gotta do is do right. Then Yahweh gonna intervene. But in Zechariah chapter 3, Sister Thomas. And we got to bring the best part of the broadcast in shortly. Let's go back to Zechariah. See, you got to watch Zechariah chapter 3. Because you got to listen to his real chapter, what he's saying. Zechariah chapter 3, keep reading until we get our point. Zechariah chapter 3, pick up verse 1. So the Thomas, I ain't forget about that verse. Come on.
You say Zechariah chapter 1?
Chapter 3.
Chapter 3.
I ain't forget about it. 3 verse 1.
3 verse
1. I didn't come back to it. Figure from the next night's read a bit. And listen to what he's saying here. How this thing going to be. He's going to talk to you. But some things got to be done. Let's find out what got to happen. Zechariah 3:1. Come on.
All right. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1. And he showed me Yahshua, the high priest standing before the angel, the ministering spirit of Yahweh. And Satan, the adversary, standing at his right hand to resist him. Verse
wait a
two.
Minute. Wait a minute. Hold up on. And see that? See, every time you start to get on something, then here goes Satan. Satan might come in, might be your head partner. Satan might be your baby. He might be your uncle, your mama. Here comes Satan.
Yes.
Now, you guys be right in here. Here comes Satan. Hold up on. Brother McConaughey, back up to 22. Verse 30 in Luke. See, and this animal's warned. Pick up verse 29, 22 and 29 of Luke. Brother Micaiah, Israel, what did it say?
Book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 29.
Pick up verse 28. Make it sound good. 28.
All right, picking up at verse 28. The book of Luke, chapter 22, Verse 28 reads, you are they which have continued with me in my temptation.
verse 29. And I point unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me. Verse 30. That you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 31. And Yahweh said, Son, son, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Verse 32. But I have prayed for you, that your faith, belief, fail not. And when you are converted, strengthen your brother.
Once you understand your position and you start throwing this word down, you in one of them classes, and you now you able to help your offspring get on your feet, here comes Satan. Here comes Satan. Satan coming. He gonna trap you up every way he possibly can. Because Satan knows when you get on your feet, Yahweh gonna intervene. And when you help these youth to stop, you know, their whole life is in that smartphone. That smartphone got every wickedness that you can shake a stick at. You can go on that smartphone and see everything you want to see from the time they learn computers in 1, 2 years old, and babies 3 years old can go on the computer and pull up the rated X and everything on the computer. Say, what's that? Brandon, what's that?
That's God, right.
What's that? I said, well, that's a man hurt, and the other man is carrying him. He really hurt. And he say,
abomination.
No, and he say, I be doggone. Every time you try to help them, you see what they do for you, they'll mess you up every time, huh? I left out what was in between that. He said, what's that? What is that? I said, well, the man hurt, and the other man is carrying him.
Yeah.
He said, I'll be doggone. You see, when you try to help somebody, they'll every time you. Okay? Grandbaby, 3 years old, take to California and pull up stuff. I mean, just from nowhere. So you see, if you don't be able to monitor your babies with this book, then that's gonna take them over, and they gonna be out wild. They can take a phone computer at 3, 4 years old. They can take your phone at 3, 4 years old and show you things on it you didn't know was on. That's how advanced they are. That's why you got to get them with the right understanding. So we really have a lot. But we'll talk about that another time. But it was a big joke in there, but I don't know who caught it all, but that's it. Now we're coming back to Zechariah, and we find out that soon as you get yourself straightened out, then here comes Satan. Now look at verse 2.
All right. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 2. And Yahweh said unto Satan, Yahweh rebuke thee, O Satan. Even Yahweh that hath chosen Israel rebuke thee. Southern kingdom.
Yeah.
Right. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?
Yeah.
Verse 3. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel, the ministering spirit. Verse 4. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. Keep going.
Yep.
All right. Verse 5, fair meter upon his head. So they set a fair meter upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the ministering spirit, the angel of Yahweh, stood by. Verse 6.
Right.
And the ministering spirit, the angel of Yahweh, protested unto Joshua, saying, verse 7. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house and shall keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Wow. Verse 8, hear now, O Joshua the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men, wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. Verse 9.
That's it. So now all that's in there. So first thing you have to do is clean them up. You have to clean them up first. See, the first thing you got to be done is cleaned up. Huh? And Brother Micaiah in 119 verse 9, how you be cleaned up? Backed up a mother, D up Israel. Over in 119, 133, down to 136 on the book of Psalms. So now you got to be cleaned up. Well, I tell you, well, let's go back to back. Let's turn this around. Lord, dear Israel, give me 119 verse 9, and Brother Micaiah, give me 133. 119, 133, down to 136. Listen real carefully. Listen good. See, first of all, you got to be cleaned up, but you got to know what he's talking about. He had filthy garments on. His mind wasn't right. See, whatever he's talking about. His name wasn't right. And Mother Eve, how need in the book of Isaiah, then we're going to get the best part of the broadcast on the tape. Mother Eve, I want you to take a look at a statement written over there in Isaiah around about 64. We'll make it 61, verse number 10. Have that waiting on it, then we're going to get the best part of the broadcast. That's going to be waiting. So you see, listen, he wasn't clean. He had filthy garments on him. That means his mind wasn't right. So let's see what got to happen. Mosiah of Israel, 119, verse 9 of Psalms, blank.
Psalms 119,
verse 9. 119, verse 9,
blank. Oh, okay. Psalms 119, verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man clean his ways? By taking heed thereto, according to your word.
You see that? So you see, the woman was put in that position. He had to clean them up. And all the way clean you up is the word. Brother Micaiah, you bring it. 119, 133 down to 136. Psalms.
The book of Psalms, the 119, 133 to 136. 133 reads, order my steps in your word, and let not your sin have dominion over me. And let not any sin have dominion over me. Verse 134. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep your precepts. Verse 135, make your face to shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. Verse 136, rivers of waters run down my eyes because they kept not your Torah instructions.
You see, man, saying? But you see, that would happen today. Rivers of water run down his eyes because he let you know. It's just so plain. Keep the Torah instructions, see, Roya. That's what I'm going to do. Keep the Torah instructions. Be instant in season and out of season. Be ready to go. Yahweh is going to intervene. He ain't going to intervene as long as you got filthy garments on. That means your mind ain't right. What does it say in Mother E? 61, verse 10.
Isaiah, chapter 61, verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in thee, Yahweh. My soul shall be joyful in my Yahweh, for he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. He has covered me the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks herself with ornaments, and as a bride adores herself with her jewelry.
So you see, man, he wasn't talking about you. He was talking about in the mind. He got the man's mind right. How you gonna help others if your mind ain't right? Your mind all over the place. He had to get him right. He had to put some garments on him, and that was righteousness. Get him standing tall. The Elder Mr. Tell. Give me Isaiah 61, verse number 6-7. And then come on back and let you know and let us know who bring this broadcast and we bring the mother in for the best part of the broadcast. Elder Mr. Till, 61 of Isaiah, verse 6-7. Then let the world know who bring this broadcast. Elder Mr. Till, Isaiah 61, 6-7, and your final statements before you go on that big station. And we're on those who want to come. If any questions or comments, you're on the clock, come up.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me back into the night's broadcast. It looks like we're starting at Isaiah chapter 61, verses 6 and verse number 7. Verse 6 says, "But ye shall be named the priest of the Yahweh. Men shall call you the ministers of our Yahweh. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory ye shall boast yourselves. 7. For your shame shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their positions and their portions. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double, everlasting joy to be unto them."
You see the man saying? The man said, once you get your mind right, he said, "I'm going to double you up for your shame, for everything you went through. You're going to get your position back being a minister of the known world, which you're crazy to be. And joy is going to be everywhere. I mean, kissing, hugging, all over the place. Yeah. But you got to get your mind right. You got to get your mind right, see, right? You got to get your mind right. The man said, "I got a double waiting on you. How you going to get your double right now? He has to kill you all over again." Hell, the closing statement, you on the clock, come up.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, and we thank all of you for continuing to listen to our broadcast. And right now, we're getting into the introduction of our broadcast, because we all enjoy listening to the word of Yahweh, learning how to connect the books of the words of Yahweh about your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. This is done because you all have not information that you came to seek, and you have to look no further. You have found that now, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada, we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part, the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We're also using a website address. To use this on any one of your search engines, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. When you click enter, just under this big line, you will see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, or you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves us, he'll forgive us. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh alive. Also for building a school, which we're beginning to see is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check that calendar that I mentioned most of the time. That will keep you in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. Just enter three words to get there. Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe. The spelling is T-R-I-B-E, Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H, Y-S-R, A-E-L at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we also have a few numbers, you might imagine, that you can righteously call with your bottom line. The first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. That's right, any particular 12 programs are your choice. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., of course, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose a program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, as we earlier mentioned, we're simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk. We'll be listed on Paltalk under ethnic group, African American. Just look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs along with Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. Also, if Broad Talk happens to end before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But I've mentioned many times before, when you're trying to learn the words of Yahuwah, do not try to win the bump the gums contest. As has been said many times, let them say what they have to say. When they get done, throw a verse on them. They're the ones that's going to miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which has been said. So at this time, we will turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Yeah, that's it. So we'll catch you on the big station over there. And those that know how to get the Pal Talk, I'll tell you all the information how to get there. And any question you want to know, oh, hell, must still be right there answering. You know, I don't say nothing. I take notes on that broadcast, but I don't say nothing. But I'm a great note taker. But, you know, in this broadcast, a three-hour broadcast, you got it's always a part where the best part of the whole station. All this right here. It's the best part. The best part when the mothers come and get in that microphone and tell you exactly what you need to know that the Almighty has put on them to tell you. So we're going to find Mother Z. And Mother Z going to get in there on this national audience radio broadcast. She's going to tell you something. Which if you got an ear to hear, why don't you listen? So see, we find Mother Z, and when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, with a loud voice you say, Mother Z. Travel Yahuwah Judy. Yahuwah be to that seed, right?
Yahuwah bless and keep you, seer Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, Mother Z. Well, you heard them all, and they on the stage, and we got work to do. We got land, school, banquet hall, and we got to get in where we fit in at. We got to say all the right things. We got to get busy. So we got to have the right spirit. Matter of fact, you got to have a spirit like Mother E, Z, Mother D up Israel. Same spirit every time they come to camp on a radio and everywhere. This has got to pass on. So it's very important for this known national order to pay attention to Mother Z as she presents what Yahweh put on her to tell you. You're on the clock, Mother Z. Come on.
Thank you, Sister Israel. I'm just going to read some of Psalm 105. It's a pretty long chapter, so I'm not going to read the whole chapter. I'm just going to read some of it. Starting at verse 1. O give thanks unto the Yahweh, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Excuse me. Sing unto him songs of song unto him. Excuse me. Sing unto him songs of song unto him. Talk ye of all his wonderful works. Verse 3. Honor ye in his righteous name. Let the mind of them rejoice that seek the Yahweh. Seek the Yahweh and his strength. Seek his face even more, evermore. Verse 5. Remember his marvelous work that he has done, his wonders and his nourishment of his mouth. Verse 6. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. Verse 7. He is the Yahweh of Yahweh. His judgments are in all the earth. Verse 8. He has remembered his covenant forever, the words which he commanded to a thousand generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac. Verse 10. He confirmed the same unto Jacob for the Torah instruction and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. I'm going to stop right here because I'm kind of having a problem with my sinus. And I'm going to stop right here and say, and this is just what I would like to read with the National Order Music tonight and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's Mother Z, one of the most out of count one. And one thing about it, see, right? See, we walk the walk, and that's why we can talk the talk. Because we walk the walk. See, you got to walk the walk. One day, like I said again, the school will be all over the place. And we got to make sure we're ready to walk the walk and talk the talk. We go around to Sister Thomas to get a closing statement on her. But first of all, we have a verse read in the book of Eva called Polluted for Eva in the 8th chapter. And we got to be clear about what's written here, Sister Thomas. And the book of Eva, polluted title called Hebrews. And look at the 8th chapter, verse 7 and verse 8. Let's see what it says in the 8th chapter, verse 7 and 8, and a closing statement. You're on the clock. Come on.
All right. The book of Hebrews, polluted word for Eber, chapter 8, verses 7 and 8. Then should no place have been sought for the second. Verse 8. For finally fought with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Yada. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
So you saw, otherwise, you see the new covenant is, they got new covenant, everything, all the house covenant, the same. The new old covenant and the new covenant with the same people. But see how they don't trick you? They don't both out their way in and say it's a new covenant and they up on it. No. The new covenant, it was the same 12 tribes of Israel from Jeremiah 31:31-36. So you see that scene right here? We've been hookwink on everything. But it's time for you to know. The only new covenant is with the continuation of right. The same thing he said on the left side of the book, he said the same thing on the right side. Israel, 12 tribes, get back in order. Sister Thomas, your closing statement, you're on the clock. Come on.
All right. Hallelujah, Akwa. Hallelujah, Akwa. Shout out to Mother E, Mother Israel, Elder Tibbs, and Princess Detroit. Good to hear you. Hallelujah, Akwa. I just want to read real quick before they put me off. Isaiah 41, verses 9. I'm going to start at verse 9. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Yahweh. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Verse 11, behold, all that they were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Verse 12, thou shalt seek them and shall find them and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. Verse 13, for I, Yahweh thy Yahweh, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Yahweh bless and keep all the listeners all over from the ends of the earth. Bless us, Yahweh. Give us strength. Elder Tibbs, shout out to you. Seer, you're doing a wonderful job. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And Brother McCon, bless you. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's the time of that lesson on your part. And one thing about it, we it's some things we got to know and we got to practice what we preach and move forward in Yahweh. So Mother E, let's run look at what he's got written over in Ephesians chapter 4:1-5. Listen to what he got written in Ephesians chapter 4:1-5. Mother E, Ephesians chapter 4:1-5 in a closing statement, come on.
Okay, Ephesians chapter 4:1-5.
Listen to what he said. Let me piggyback off of something that our Mother Lee said. And let's see if we piggyback off on some of that in Ephesians chapter 4:1-5. What does it say?
Ephesians chapter 4:1-5. Therefore, the prisoner of the Yahweh beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Verse 2, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of the peace. Verse 4. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Verse 5. One Yahweh, one faith, one baptism.
So it's all about one. And the one is the fifth anointed count of bosses of the two in life. That's the one. Mother E, close statement to get back on tomorrow. You on the clock. Come on.
Oh, just thank and praise Yahweh for the class. Thank and praise Yahweh for the steel. And I'm going to read two verses of Psalm 139. verse 1 and verse 2. O Yahweh, doth have searched me and know me. Verse 2. Doth know my down sitting and my uprising. Doth understanding my thoughts afar off. I just like to say to the listeners, Israel, to hold on. Yahweh knows your thoughts. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yes, hold on. Excellent, Mother. And now I'm talking about his class. Yeah, that's right. Hold on. We got to hold on. That's why we got to stay in this book. And don't be warm and looking out the window over in 12:3. We got to get in this book and lead by example, because the ones that come behind us need to have more understanding of thus says Yahweh. Let's bring Mother D up Israel in and take a look at what he got written in Exodus chapter 20, verse 1, 2, and 3. And we'll look at verse 8 through 11 in the closing statement. Exodus chapter 20. 1, 2, and 3, 8 through 11, Mother D up Israel, and the closing statement, what it say?
Exodus chapter 20, verses, what, can you repeat that?
1, 2, 3, and skip down to 8 through 11.
Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 3, and 8 to 11. And it reads, Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. O Yahweh, speak all these words, saying, verse 2, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Verse 3, thou shalt have no other Yahweh before me. Verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it righteous. Verses 9. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. Verse 10. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh your Yahweh. In it you shall not do any work, thou nor your son nor your daughters, thou manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gate. Verse 11. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in it, all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, right there, Mother. But what it says in the third chapter of the same book of Genesis, what it says in, 3:1, 2, and 3. What do it say in 2:1, 2, and 3. What do it say in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3? Again, give me a closing statement.
Genesis chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3.
What did he say? Before was a man, before he was even a man around, what did he say in 2, 1, 2, and 3?
Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. The heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Verse 2. And on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his works, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his works which he had made. Verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his works which Yahweh created and made.
Excellent. That's how important it is about the seventh day. Before he was a man, Jack, he put that down and watched him through that seventh day. And we're going to read some after this. Brother D.F. Israel, close statement. You on the clock. Come on.
Yes. I want to read Psalms 36, verses 9 and 10. Verse 9. For with thee is the fountain of life, and that light shall we see light. Verse 10. Oh, continue your loving kindness unto them that know you, and thy righteousness to the upright in mind. Verse 11. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. Verse 12. There are the works of sin fallen. They are cast down and shall not be able to rise. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua.
That's Mother D.F. Israel. Let's bring Mother Micaiah in and get a couple of verses in. And we'll see, you know, where we go from here. Brother Micaiah, let's look at what you got written over here now. We read about all that good stuff on the Sabbath day, and that's the Sabbath day. But who did he do this for that we can read? Let's go to Exodus 31, verse 1 and 12, 13, 16, and 17, Brother Micaiah. We're going to take a look at a statement, Brother Micaiah, that's written over here in Exodus 31, verse 1. Skip down to verse 12 and 13, 16 and 17. Brother Micaiah Israel, one of the teachers out of Camp Woman, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Exodus. We're going to chapter 31. We're going to read verse 1, verse 12 through 13, 16 and 17. Verse 1 reads, And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 13, Speak you also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbath you should keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that you may know that I am Yahweh that doeth sanctify you. Verse 16, Wherefore the children of Israel should keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation, for a perpetual covenant. Verse 17, It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and refreshed, and was refreshed.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the 20th chapter, and let's see who's going to be bird dog and everything that's going on in Ezekiel chapter 20 there, Brother Micaiah. In 20th chapter of Ezekiel there, Brother Micaiah, look right down at a statement that's written in 20th chapter of Ezekiel. And let's take a look at what you got written in 20th chapter, verse 2 down to verse 5, then 10 through 12, and 19 and 20. Let's see what he got written. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 2 down to verse 5, 10 through 12, 19 and 20 on the clock. Come on.
Okay. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 2 through 5, 10 through 12, and 19 and 20. Verse 2 reads, Then came the word of Yahweh unto me, saying, verse 3, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, Thus says Yahweh, Are you come to inquire of me as I live, says Yahweh? I will not be inquired of by you. Verse 4, Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers. Verse 5, And say unto them, In the day when I chose Israel, I lift up my hand unto the seed of the house of Israel, and made myself known unto them in the land of polluted word Egypt for Mezarim. When I lift up my hand unto them, saying, I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 10. Wherefore, I caused them to go forth out of the land of polluted word Egypt for Mezarim, and brought them into the wilderness. Verse 11. And I gave them my Torah instruction, and showed them my Torah instruction, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Verse 12. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, and they might know that I am Yahuwah that sanctified them. Verse 19. I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Walk in my Torah instruction, and keep my Torah instruction, and do them. Verse 20. And hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
So he said, so now Paul, with that information, and he was assigned to go find Northern Kingdom, and he told Northern Kingdom something in Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3. So that information about the Sabbath day, he found Northern Kingdom spread all over everywhere. He got eyeballing him and told him something in 12th chapter of Romans 1, 2, and 3. What did he say?
Okay, the book of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Verse 1 reads, and I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of Yahuwah, that you present your body the living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahuwah, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, perfect will of Yahuwah. Verse 3, for I say, through the mercy given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Yahuwah had dealt to every man the measures of faith, belief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Yahuwah, you know, I had a call come out. He said, well, you know, my mind is in class. I said, well, no, you better do more than your mind in class. You better get that body in class. Make your body a living sacrifice. And I'm fixing on account. Because Yahuwah gonna kick in when you kick in. See, we can't all why, well, my mind is there. No, your body gotta be there. And that verse was pulled from Psalms. He pulled that verse. See, one thing about Paul, he made it plain in 24:14 on what he working with, Brother Mackay. He made it plain. He said, I'm gonna tell y'all what I'm working with. Of apostles. That means you gotta do something. Grace, you still gotta do the acts. Grace ain't nothing but a time period. You're getting your grace now by hearing the fishing on account. Come on, this broadcast is telling you what you got to do to help yourself and your family. You hearing it now. Look at reading Psalm 50, verse 5 through 7. What it say, Brother McCain?
The book of Psalms, chapter 50, verses 5 through 7. Verse 5 reads, gather my Israelites together unto me that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Verse 6, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for Yahuwah is judge himself. Verse 7, hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
That was a big verse in verse 6. I better hear that verse again. What
is
it in verse 6?
In verse 6, the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for Yahuwah is judge himself.
The heavens will declare his righteousness. Put precept that to Psalms 85:11. I got to hear a little bit more. And what are you going to do? If the heavens going to declare that the righteousness is going on, what are you going to do that we can read? Psalms 85:11 says what?
The
book of Psalms, chapter 85, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven.
Yes, yeah, see, right. And so I pull that verse. See, you got to understand something. The reason we come on these networks, we don't come on this network just to hear ourselves talk. Let me show you why we come on this network. Torah 33, verse 17, bring it. Torah 33, verse 17.
The book of Sirach, chapter verse 17 reads, consider that I labor not for myself only, but for all them that seek learning.
Ain't that something? Read that again.
The book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, consider that I labor not for myself only, but for all them that seek learning.
Yeah. See, we doing this because because right now you got a whole world is on the fence. Sooner or later you're going to hear the right click and they're going to get off the fence. That's what we say in Luke chapter 15, verse 7 and 10. Because what's going to happen when this thing starts busting wide open? Listen what's going on that we can read. Let's go to Luke. Chapter 15, verse 7 and verse 10. What does it say, Brother McGay?
Say the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 7 and verse 10. Verse 7 reads, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the ministering spirits of Yahuwah over one sinner that repenteth.
Mm-hmm. So you see how we do what we do? Let's preach up that to Matthew 25:21 and James 5:20 in the closing statement. So you see why we do what we do? Because we know every time when somebody latch on to this information, they'll get ready to start coming off that fence. That's why it's so important about the land, school, and banquet hall. It's going to happen. Just get in where you fit in at. Matthew 25:21, bring it.
The book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 21. Verse 21 reads, here Joshua said unto him, well done, faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter you into the joy of your Yahuwah.
Yeah. Well done, my good and faithful servant. James 5:20. So what we got to do? James 5:20, bring it.
Book of James, chapter 5, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a person from death and shall hide a multitude of sins.
So once you were able to get anybody on the right track, all the little low-down ways you got, everybody got some, Yahuwah can overlook everything you're doing as long as you got him right. Mm-hmm. Overlook your things right. If you can convert somebody, you understand one thing. Let's look at this thing again. Come to the broadcast, but get in where you fit in at and watch the difference. Bob McCoy, we'll leave it right there. Let's go and talk about that fine family and all the good things in your life, and you got the last word. Take your time and come on. Closing statement.
Hallelujah. I just want to thank Yahuwah for another blessed day. He allowed me to see and get into his word. I also want to thank Yahuwah because he blessed my wife to be able to bring forth another child, a lovely daughter. Of the family of Israel, tribe of Yada, polluted word Judah, into this life, you know. And I also want to thank Yahuwah because he just, we could be able to teach her the word. I thank Yahuwah for giving us the seal to bring forth this word and to continue to teach all of us and do the Torah instructions of Yahuwah and be a seal according to the word of Yahuwah. I thank Yahuwah for the elders and the mothers. And for all the teachers and VOTTY I thank Yahuwah for all the brothers and sisters. It's in all the six anointed counts of Israel. I want to close out with the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4 down to 7. It reads, verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Yahuwah, Yahuwah is one Yahuwah." Verse 5, "And you should love Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with all your mind and with all your person, with all your might." Verse 6, "And these words which I command thee this day should be in your mind." Verse 7, "And you should teach them diligently unto your children of them when you sittest in your house, and when you walkest by the way, and when you liest down, and when you risest up." I thank Yahuwah for them words, and I plan on doing that my whole life. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Excellent. That's Brother Micaiah. And one thing about it, we know he's going to govern and rule his house with the guidance of the 3712 of Yahuwah. So remember one thing. The reason why we're in trouble, because we get a hold to these men, and you don't put the men in one of the six anointed camps for them to learn how to be a Yahuwah man. See, a Yahuwah man will step to the plate. If anything jump off, he know his word of number 31 and 2 is going to be like a big piece of can around his neck if he'll perform or come out of his mouth. That's why we got so many baby mamas, baby fathers, baby everything. You know why? All type of things going on because the father have been, that's what we read about them. We're in this letter. We need to read that letter because propaganda is at its highest. And propaganda is taking us down, but you got hope if you come and get in where you fit in at the six anointed camps of voices of a Jewish life. So what we bring in his word is uncut. It don't be our words. It be the Spirit he put in us to tell you. Get in where you fit in at. Land, school, banquet hall. 12 rooms. 12 teachers. 12 backups. Two of this each room. This is a big job ahead of us. But you got to get in where you fit in. You got to stop peeping behind the curtain. You got to jump both feet in. Then Yahuwah will intervene. Whatever problem you got, Yahuwah can take care of it. He's the one to make the problems. And he tell you how you solve it. It's through his word. Remember that scene, right? We got to have the same spirit you had on Seer got. And it got to be on you to pass it on. Be to go to this book and break everything down according to as it is written. Paint the picture. Then Yahuwah gonna kick in. So we're gonna leave it like that. We need to talk no more WCC. Well, see if we wanna catch you in something. Well, you ain't gonna catch me in nothing but the word of Yahuwah. And keep telling your mind. You gotta do Yahuwah's business. How? As is written. The Sabbath day was made for me and you. It was made for the children of Israel. Whether the world do it or not, that's on them. Garments with fringes on it. It was made for me and you. He tell you in Matthew 5, let your light shine, 13 through 16. What light are you talking about? Some garments, see, right? Put them fringes on.